Just after 4:30, Kimbo on the Reach with you on a Tuesday afternoon. Getting a little bit chilly out there, a little bit humid earlier. We're live and interactive. The number's 1300 736 736 if you want to have a chin wag. Or you can send us a cheeky text on 0427 154 166. Well, the women's BBL finals get underway tomorrow, Rooch.
And you're going to have to eat your words, Kim.
No, I'm not. I'm taking a lot of the credit for the form reversal of the Strikers team. We spoke to Talia McGrath when they'd come off four losses in a row.
That's all your words.
Then they won four in a row. We had to give some home truths.
And how do you think the cards have fallen since? How does this read?
Well, we're in the
Eliminator final at Adelaide Oval.
Yeah.
Win that. Challenger final at Adelaide Oval. Win that.
Yep.
Grand finale in Perth.
Well, we got an ace in the pack.
Have we?
We've got the world's greatest bowler.
Well done.
Megan Schutt, and she joins us now. Hello, Megsy.
Hi, guys. How you going?
It was never in doubt, was it, Megan?
Never in doubt. Well, clearly, if we're in a poor form slump, we just need to talk to you guys and we'll be right.
So, it has been an inconsistent year, though, hasn't it? What do you put it down to?
It has been for everyone, and that's kind of what's kind of crazy. And I also, what I love about our competition is there's no real front runner. And I think, you know, the last few games, it was the race for who was going to lock in the last few spots of the finals. And I don't know, the fact that you can play 14 games of cricket per side and anyone can beat anyone makes for some pretty entertaining cricket. So we're just happy to be there. And the fact they're at Adelaide Oval is just such a great advantage for us.
I know. We'll get into that in a moment. We'll look at the final series because you do get two home games at the Adelaide Oval. Let's delve into your personal life because I saw a wonderful story about you over the last couple of weeks, actually, during the WBBL coverage. Your lovely wife, Jess, and yourself have had a little baby girl, Riley, but it hasn't been all beer and Skittles, has it?
Skittles, I haven't heard that. No, so she was born extremely premature at 28 weeks, 6 days. And at 858 grams. So she was a little tub of butter when she was born, which was pretty confronting at the time. But at the same time, we had a wonderful team around us, obstetrician and the people at Women's and Children's who nursed her into good health. And we've had her home with us now for a good 8 weeks or so. And she's just absolutely beautiful. So she's 3.3 kilos now and is travelling along nicely and annoying us like any newborn would.
Oh, and now just for fossils like the Reach and I, at birth, what was that in pound and ounces, do you know?
I think off the top of my head it was 1 pound, 11 ounces.
Oh,
so it was
goodness.
Extremely small. And then she lost her birth weight too. So eventually she got down to 790 grams.
No.
So to have her at almost 3.5 kilos now, it's a completely new baby.
And is she sleeping?
Yeah.
Are you sleeping?
No. None of us are. It was quite a moody household at times. Not a good sleeper, but at the same time, she is technically my child, so she was never going to be a good sleeper, but that's okay. All they got to do is give you a little fart smile and you love them again. So
she's
lucky, she's cute.
Well, congratulations to you and to Jess as well. That is a beautiful story. All right, let's get into the nitty gritty. You're into the final. It's called the Eliminator. It gets underway tomorrow night, 6:40 at the Adelaide Oval. I watched a bowl a couple of days ago. You were swinging the ball everywhere. You're happy with your form?
Mostly. There's still the odd boundary ball in there I'm not entirely happy with, but at the same time, when the ball's swinging, that's when I'm really in the game. So hopefully conditions are still all right at Adelaide Oval, and the pitch they prepare is a little bit of nipping it for us, because the pitch that we played on against the Sixers was a bit juicy and good for a bowling side, which suited us really well. So I think, you know, if I can give a little nudge to the groundies and they can produce something similar, I think we'll be in really good stead against the Heat.
Megan, what is the head-to-head against Brisbane this season and in the past?
I actually have no idea. The thing is, though, it kind of goes one way or the other. It's rarely a close game. So we either thump them or they thump us.
Okay.
So, in terms of a final situation, I don't think we've ever played them in the finals. So entirely new environment for us. And, you know, we have the added advantage of having played a few games at Adelaide Oval already. So the Heat have just arrived in Adelaide and we have a little bit of a heads up there. But it is a fresh pitch, so I guess that goes out the window a little.
Megs, he's been around for a while. You're probably aware that Rooch is a bit of a nerdy historian. He likes stats, which a lot of cricketers do.
Loaded with stats.
Yeah, I know, you are. What about the lineup for tomorrow night? Are we expecting any changes?
Well, I'm not allowed to mention that. But
of course you're not. I forgot. Because of betting regulation.
No, my bad.
Kim, you've done this before.
I have.
What's going to change?
Yeah. I nearly got someone sacked once. I forgot. Yes.
Yeah. That's all right. Sorry. You're trying to get me out of my role.
Actually, Megan, to go further on how these games play, do you find batting second in this format works to an advantage like we've seen in the T20 World Cup for the men?
Oh, look, I'm such a bowler with, I just want to bowl first.
Really?
It's the easiest for me to just go straight from warm-up into bowling and not have to warm up again. That's a really selfish reason.
Yeah.
But it does depend. On a fresh pitch, generally you do like to bowl first because you don't know how it's going to play and you like to see what's going to work and what doesn't. And that way you can set your pace chasing a little bit easier. At the same time, though, in a final, runs on the board is crucial. So I don't think I'm going to be mad no matter what Tali does if she wins the toss.
And Megs, I haven't heard that before. So it makes that much difference to your preparation to be able to go out there that warm, and you struggle to get warm if you're bowling second?
Oh, well, that's just the old body talking. I'm noticing chicken. I've been around a while. Warming up to cool down to warm back up again isn't good for the tendons and the knees. So it's more painful and just takes a little longer. But I also just like to get out there. I'm off, like most of the time, just pinging after a warm-up and ready to go out there and run. And then I have to sit down for an hour and a half. So it's not the best for someone who's impatient.
Now, Megan, we'd love to take the credit for saying the form reversal came as soon as
it did reach.
What really happened? What really happened inside?
It just clicked a bit. I think we knew we were inconsistent in each facet of the area, and I think even still we've not always put together a perfect game. We've had a few good games where we've bowled well and then not batted so well and vice versa. So the fact we kind of relaxed a little. We took a deep breath and we went, look, you know, a few of those losses that the conditions came into. We had rain affected games or close games, some luck that didn't go our way. And we're like, you know what, we can cop that in the chin. We had one really bad game against the Stars and probably again the other day, we didn't bowl well. So we've had two actually bad games and we're like, in the space of things, the 14 games, to have only two bad ones, we're in a pretty good place. We all get along. We're playing good cricket. We just need to back our individual roles and get out there and do it.
So who drove that within the group?
All of us, really. I think like Luke, our coach, is fantastic. He's a realist. He's a pretty positive realist, I think, is the way I would describe him. But we're also pretty honest about our reflections and our reviews, and we're all not afraid to kind of say, you know, what cost us here. You know, this drop catch cost us this many runs, and had we paced ourselves differently, we might have won. And you kind of need those honest conversations to actually grow, especially in a relatively long competition like the Big Bash. So, having those conversations kind of stems from being able to be vulnerable and have honest conversations with each other, which I think in a group that gets along, you're able to do that.
Megsy, what do you think of the BBL finals format? I really like it. It rewards the best side of the year. So for people that don't know, the top side goes straight into the grand final. That'll be played on the 27th of November.
Which is the Perth Scorchers.
Yeah, the second place side,
Renegades.
Thank you, Rooch. They only have to win two games. And then yourselves and the Brisbane Heat. Thanks, Rooch, for finishing my sentences. you have to win three games to get the title. But do you like that format?
Absolutely. We've been saying it for a while that there was no reward for finishing first. In T20 cricket, the better team doesn't always win. But to finish top in a long competition, you probably are the better team. So you're actually rewarded. And then when it would come to the finals of old, you could finish fourth and go, I only have to play two games to win this. And you could beat first on your day. So the fact that first is rewarded, it's extra incentive to keep playing consistent cricket throughout the year. And there are no such things as dead rubbers or anything that doesn't mean it, because, you know, you've got the chance to finish top and go straight through to a final. So I personally love it. And even finishing third or fourth, three games of cricket isn't very many overs for me. So it's not like we also stress going, God, we've got three games. Like it's actually a really good amount of cricket. So either way, no matter whether you finish top or fourth, you have kind of a good shot at it.
Yeah, I reckon it's a brilliant format. Now, I'm not going to get you in trouble again. I nearly did that already. I know you only have your focus on tomorrow night's game against the Heat, but you've been given a bit of free kick if you get through, because the Renegades can't play in Melbourne. Otherwise, if they win, they can't go over towards Perth. So they've nominated Adelaide Oval for the Challenger game, which is the second final. So if you get through to that, you get another home game. But the Renegades have invited everyone to come over here to Adelaide. So there could be a cracking crowd if you get through.
Absolutely. And knowing the Renababes, they've got plenty of friends and family that will come over for that match. So no doubt there'll be a few at Adelaide Oval. Hopefully we can get through to that match. But again, it's kind of another home game for us. But at the same time, with the conditions, as in T20 cricket, there's no super home ground advantage. I think, you know, in Test cricket or even 50 over, that stuff matters a lot, but not so much in T20. It's just nice not having to travel and getting the opportunity to have already played on Adelaide Oval. We have that slight heads up, but other than that, we all know it's pretty good surface, pretty good deck. Just another game of cricket.
Well, Megs, we want a huge crowd there tomorrow, so pump it up. How do people get tickets and encourage everyone to get down there? Come on, sell it.
cricket.com.au/tickets. Otherwise, it's played all over social media. Yeah. Everything has the swipe up, but grab your tickets, head down. Pretty cheap, so don't be stingy. Get out and support us.
Oh, beautifully done. Well, really enjoyable to chat to you, Megan. I hope we get some sleep tonight, all right? Separate rooms tonight, all right? We need you to perform tomorrow.
Just tonight. I think I'll get in trouble.
Good on you, Megsy. We wish you all the very best. She's an absolute beauty. Megan Schutt, one of the best bowlers in the world, and she's a South Aussie roach.
It's an interesting format, isn't it, Kim?
Oh, you just it's good.
Everyone who is high-ranked gets the easiest path.
Where else could this be implemented?
Well,
it's perfect for this format, isn't it, or this competition?
Yeah, it'd be interesting if you tried to do it with the SANFL, wouldn't it? Be too short a final series.
Yeah.
You know, you need more finals to make more money, they say.
Yeah, well, you can have your say. Jump on the phone. The number's 1-300-736-736. Kimbo on the Reach with you. We've got a bit to go. If you'd like to send us a text, the number's 0427-154-166. We're here thanks to our good friends Balfour's, proudly baking in SA since 1853.